Hey, welcome to the First Responder Wellness Podcast. This is a special edition of the podcast to give you a brief recap on our experience at FDIC this past weekend, or this past week. In fact, I'm wearing the shirt. I bought the shirt there. Spent a few days in Indianapolis at FDIC, connecting with firefighters from all over the country, all over the world, really. And it was an interesting experience. My first time at FDIC, so full disclosures, I've not been there before, didn't really know what to expect. I knew it was big, and obviously it was. But we had an opportunity to be there in the Wellness Center at the Lucas Oil Stadium. They had put together this section of the stadium off to the side called the Wellness Center, and I'll talk about that in just a minute and about our experience there. But overall, I would say it's a great place to go and connect with firefighters. If you are into firefighting, that is the place to go. And it's also a great place to get your fire department coffee. Yes, I bought a bag of coffee. It's great coffee. So they are not sponsors, but hey, I'm listening. I would love to have you guys as a sponsor of the show if you want to come on. But yeah, I got some fire department coffee. Didn't get to meet Jason. I wanted to meet him, but the lines were really long. And so Jason, just a shout out to you and your team for being there at FDIC this year. Overall, it was fun to connect with so many firefighters. Saw a lot of friends there that I have made over the years, and was able to kind of hang out with some of those friends and made a lot of new friends as well. So that was great. I want to say this, that FDIC this year decided to put together a wellness center. And from what I understand, this is just, from what I've heard, that this is the first time they've done that, which is, kudos to FDIC for seeing that wellness and health is an issue, and that to put together this wellness center. Having said that, I want to say that many of us who were vendors in the wellness center were highly disappointed. If you've ever been to FDIC, you know there are tens of thousands of people who attend FDIC. And if you walk through the convention center, or you try to walk through the convention center, it could be a challenge because there are so many people. They were just wall to wall to wall people pushing through, talking to vendors, doing all the things that people do at these kind of conferences. In addition to all the classes and the things that were going on, you had vendors, you had hundreds and hundreds of vendors, and then tens of thousands of people talking to those vendors in the convention center, as well as down in Lucas Oil Stadium. There was a ton of vendors. However, they put together this wellness center. They decided to put it down in the one side of the Lucas Oil Stadium and to barricade it off with curtains. I have to say, this is my opinion, it was the wrong location. And putting it behind curtains makes it a barrier for anyone to step into a wellness center. If we want to destigmatize mental health and wellness, then FDIC, I hope you're listening, don't put it behind a wall. You put us vendors behind a wall, and therefore the traffic to the wellness center was abysmal. It was literally, I could probably had several hundred people that came through the wellness center. We had printed 1,000 of these cards. I thought that was probably not nearly enough to hand out to the 30,000 attendees at this event. Well, it turns out I came back with about probably a little bit over half of these cards. And we handed them out as fast as we could. As people were coming in, we handed them out to probably 90% of the people who came through the wellness center. So having said that, if that was 90% of the people who came through, and I have about half of these cards left over, that means less than 500 people came through and less than 500 opportunities to talk to people about mental health and wellness in any fashion. And the wellness center was not just mental health. It was people doing screening for cancer. There was other organizations that had really interesting you know, physical therapy tools to help recover, help first responders recover. There was even a soap company who had, you know, who had soap that firefighters can use. And so I think all of the vendors there were very disappointed as to the traffic. For me, I think it was a wrong move to put it behind walls, to hide it in the corner, so to speak, to not make it mainstream. If you want to make wellness and mental health and health mainstream, then put it in the middle. Make it mainstream. Make so everybody has to walk through it. Put it in the hallways. Put it in the walkways where people walk anyway. Make it mainstream. That's my call to FDIC, to the leadership there, to make mental health, wellness, health, physical health, make it mainstream. Firefighters are, they are an important part of our communities. And my push is to help firefighters be healthy and to be mentally healthy and to be well. If we just continue to stigmatize seeking help, if we continue to stigmatize going to a place where health is and wellness is in the title, then we will continue to have issues with people not getting help. I think we saw people walk by the entrance to the wellness center and they stuck their head in, they looked and they were like, okay, I don't want to do that. And they walked away. If you make the wellness center a part of the central part of the event for people, everybody can walk through, you normalize those conversations, you normalize, and you don't stigmatize people when they are, you know, want to choose to stop and talk to a vendor who has something, a product, a service, a thing that will help people get better. So that's my take on this. I in a nutshell, very disappointed at the experience in that we didn't have nearly the foot traffic. You go up to the convention center and the foot traffic there was, you could hardly walk. There were so many people. And we had times when there was nobody coming through, not only our booth, there was nobody coming through the wellness center. There was moments of time when nobody was there and all the vendors were standing around saying, what do we do? And then at the wellness center, they also had the wellness studio where they had about every hour, they had a speaker who would get up, somebody from the wellness center, from one of the vendors would get up and speak. And I would say 3/4 of the time, there was absolutely nobody sitting in the studio. And so speakers were speaking to empty seats. There was nobody there because it was part of the wellness center. Again, it was walled off. It was in the, you know, it was on the side. It was an area that no one would come through. Just naturally, you had to go out of your way to come to the wellness center. And so it was very challenging. It was very frustrating to be there, to not have traffic, to not have people that we could talk to not have that normalized conversation. And so stop stigmatizing wellness, stop stigmatizing mental health and wellness, stop stigmatizing health. Let's make it a priority, man. First responders need to be healthy. First responders need to take care of themselves. First responders need to be treated as the elite athletes that they are so that they can serve their communities in a better way, so that you can serve and you can thrive. And, you know, healthy first responders are the ones who get promoted. Healthy first responders are the ones who make good decisions and good choices. Healthy first responders are the ones who advance their career much quicker. When you're healthy, you make better choices. And when you make better choices, you have better outcomes. And so let's not stigmatize mental health and wellness by putting it off to the side. Let's normalize it. So that's my take. That's my feedback. Overall, had some great contacts. I talked to a few people that were very interested in what we were doing. And if you were one of the people who stopped by and grabbed one of these cards, on the back, there was a QR code that allowed you to purchase our film and the educational toolkit at a significant discount. We are going to extend that time for you to purchase that till the end of this week. And so if you came by our booth, the PTSD 911 booth, and you picked up one of these cards and you have that QR code on the back, you can scan to purchase the film for your agency. And you know what that discount is because it shows it right here. If that is you and you want to purchase it, you can do that through the end of this week. I've extended that discount through the end of this week. So go ahead and make that purchase. I know some of you were talking about that. Go ahead and do that. Bring the film to your community. Bring the film to your agency so that you can begin that conversation, because the film, PTSD 911, jumpstarts that conversation. If you've had trouble with your agency members maybe wanting to talk about these things, this film will jumpstart that conversation. And so, by the way, if you were at FDIC, send us some feedback. Let us know what you think about the Wellness Center. Let us know what you think about that whole experience. I'd love to hear. I'd love to hear from you. And if you are a vendor there, thank you. It was great meeting you. It's great meeting all of you. And today, I hope you have a great day. I hope you take care of yourself. Be sure to tune in on Wednesday for the next podcast episode. Have a fantastic guest. I think you will be fascinated with her story and what she presents to first responders. I think you will be interested in that. So be sure to tune in Wednesday, whether on YouTube or on Apple Podcasts, for the upcoming show that's coming up this Wednesday. And be aware of the screening events coming across the country. We are coming to more and more places. We'll be down in Owings Mills, Maryland, May 15th. I'll be down in Dallas for a convention on May 5th and 6th. I'll be in Wisconsin in October. I'll be in Las Vegas at the EMS World Expo for that event. So be sure to check our website for all those upcoming events and dates when we will screen the film. And of course, we'll be right here on the First Responder Wellness Podcast, bringing you content every single week. Got some amazing guests coming up in the next few weeks, so be sure to tune in. And be sure to subscribe. It's amazing how many people watch this and have not subscribed. So be sure to subscribe. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for thriving. Thank you for taking care of you. Go out and do something great in the world. Talk to you soon.